Goal setting. It seems like an easy enough process. You write a goal down on a sticky note, you put it on your monitor so that you can look at it every single day and be inspired about what you're working towards. But then 5 months later, that sticky note has gone missing. It is lost in the shuffle. You have no idea what direction your business is going in. Oops. This is one of the reasons that goal setting is often a practice that does not work for most people. We tend to only do it once a year and then completely forget about it. That's why in today's episode, we are going to approach goal setting differently so that you can create goals you'll actually follow through on. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Hey there, CEOs. By now, you know the drill. This is another reminder to make sure you have the workbook that goes along with today's challenge. Head over to theceocollective.com/BYE to get the full challenge, all the workbooks, the Get Paid Calculator, all of the resources, and access to the CEO Club. This is where we are having these ongoing conversations as you're going through planning for 2023. So I've had people sharing with me their biggest insights, their biggest ahas, their biggest reality checks, and those are so invaluable. Now, the honest truth is, we are all going to have years of highs and lows. We're not going to have steady every single month where everything is exactly the same. We're all going to have good months and bad months. We're all going to have seasonality that impacts our business. We're all going to have the economy that impacts our business or things going on in the world that impacts our business. But we want to make sure that we are building a plan that allows you both the flexibility you need and the freedom you need with the focus you need to be a resilient and proactive CEO. Learning to set strategic goals is going to help you stay more focused on what you're creating in your life and in your business. Instead of getting distracted by another shiny object, we're going to make sure that we are all creating goals we can follow through on, that you can implement and see results. So make sure you have the workbooks in front of you and that you're talking with me in the CEO Club to continue the conversation. So now let's set some goals for 2023. Hey there, welcome to day 4 of the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge. I'm Rachel Cook, founder of the CEO Collective and host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast. I hope you're excited. The hard part of this challenge is actually done. We've gone through so much to get to this point. We've done our year in review. We've designed our life. We've looked at the major areas in our business strategy. And now we're going to solidify everything so that we can narrow our focus and put all of our energy in one direction. This is a secret to momentum in your business. So today we're going to set goals. But have you ever felt this love-hate relationship with goal setting, like it just doesn't work for you? Well, let me ask you this. How many times have you set a New Year's resolution only to fall off track about halfway through January? Studies show that the same people set the same New Year's resolutions for years, year after year after year, sometimes even 10 years before they achieve that goal. That means it's 10 years, a whole decade of not getting where you want to go, of putting off your dream life and your dream business. There are real reasons why goal setting can fail people. It's not just about setting SMART goals, and I'm sure everyone has heard about SMART goals. But goal setting starts to fail people when there isn't a strategy to turn that goal into an actionable plan. When you don't have the support you need, when you don't have the accountability that you need or the training you need, suddenly there's a lot of gaps between the goal and where you're standing right now. So today, I want to take you through a new approach to goal setting. We want to make sure you're mapping out your top goals. You've actually taken some time to think about what you need to have in place in order to make those goals a reality. If you don't have systems or support or strategies to help you achieve that goal, it won't get very far. It won't be anything other than something you wrote down on a piece of paper. So we want to make sure that you have everything you need. To get started, we first want to do a brainstorm of all your potential goals for 2023. This is where I don't want you to edit yourself. I don't want you to censor yourself. You literally just want to brainstorm, brain dump all of your ideas, all of the things you want to achieve, you want to complete, you want to finish by next year in your business. Now, this is a huge tip that I'm going to give you today. This is something I share with all of my clients. It's something we work on in the CEO Collective because it's really easy to put a million things down on paper because we are great at ideas. We are great at coming up with new things. But we tend to miss out on some key things in our business that would make our business run more smoothly, more efficiently, more profitably. So I encourage you to make sure that as you're thinking through your goals, you also want to consider the different areas of your marketing, your sales, and your delivery. This is important because I find when I sit down to work with entrepreneurs in the CEO Collective, one of the first things they come to me with is, here's my revenue goal on the very top, right? Then they'll say, here's all the projects I want to do and things I want to complete. But they don't have any goals that are aligned with their marketing strategy, their sales strategy, and the delivery strategy that will ultimately feed up to the revenue goal that they're looking for. We want to break this down. If you do not have your marketing system, your sales systems, your delivery system in place in your business, these really should be the first things you put in place before you go after other projects like new website design or writing a book. We want to make sure these systems are in place first. So let's walk through this very, very clearly. Now, if you're a listener to the podcast, you've heard me talk about my 5-part process. The first three are your marketing strategy, next is your sales strategy, and then your delivery strategy. Attract, engage, nurture, invite, delight. If you do not have a system in place that is fine-tuned, that is rinse and repeat, that you don't have to stress about in place for each of these, you might want to set your goals around these first before you add projects into the mix. Okay? So first up is attract. Attract is all about getting in front of brand new potential clients. This is people hearing about you and your business and your brand for the very first time. Usually they're going to find you in a couple of ways. They could find you via search. They're finding you on Google. They're finding you on Pinterest. They could find you via word of mouth or referrals or someone else's audience, other people's audience. This includes interviews. This includes teaching for other people's communities. This is where instead of you creating a community to get in front of, you're stepping in front of someone else's community, someone else's audience to showcase your expertise. They could find you through advertising. Advertising is been around forever. There's always an opportunity to pay to get in front of potential clients. But those are generally the three biggest ways that people are going to find your business for the very first time. Once they find your business, then we need to engage them. Engage is all about exchanging contact information with them so that you can now continue the relationship. There's a couple ways you can engage with people. You can engage with people by having them join your email list. So you joined my email list in order to get access to the Plan Your Best Year Ever challenge. Now I can continue to share with you more incredible content that will help you achieve your goals, but also showcase my experience and expertise and build a relationship so that you may become a client one day. So engage is, in my world, email subscribers, but in your world, this could also look like a request for a consult, request for a proposal, request for more information if you're more of a high-end service provider. Once you have engaged with them, you have their contact information so that you can build that relationship, then you want a nurture strategy where you're building that know, like, and trust. This is where you're showcasing that experience, you're showcasing that expertise, you're showcasing your results, and people start to think about, is this the person to help me? Is this the person to help me achieve this goal or create this solution? So this could be your blog, your newsletter, your podcast, anything that is going out to an existing audience, an existing community. The fourth step is invite. This is where you actually make the sale, how you ask for the business. It could be a sales call. It could be a promotion where you're sending people to a sales page. There's a lot of different ways you can make that sale happen. So it's making sure that you have a strategy in place to invite them to take that next step. And finally, delight. This is where you deliver the product, program, or service. You deliver an incredible customer experience, and you deliver the results that you promised your clients. So what could this look like for you? I want to give you some examples here. As I look at my planning, if you have gone through this challenge with me, you know that nothing really changes year to year because we have these systems so fine-tuned, okay? So as I'm looking at my planning and attract, I know that podcast interviews are one of our best ways to get in front of new potential clients. So I have a goal to have 26 podcast interviews next year. That is hands down one of my favorite ways to get in front of new potential clients. What happens once they find me on someone else's podcast? I invite them to get into my ecosystem by signing up for a free resource. I send them to the Fired Up and Focus Challenge, to the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge, to the Get Paid Calculator, to the Business Growth Checklist. I send them to a resource that they can opt in for, send me their email address in exchange for it. And this allows them to get a taste of what we have to offer here, their first taste of working with me in some way and getting into our community. And from there, we're nurturing, right? So my podcast is our primary nurture content. I have a commitment to have 52 episodes of the podcast go out a year. And that is what all the rest of our nurture content is really built around. So our social media, our email newsletter, everything is built around our core nurture content. Invite is the step after that. Once they've been listening to the podcast, they've been going through our materials, then we regularly invite people to apply to work with us inside of the CEO Collective. So we go through an enrollment process where people can apply to work with us. They get a preview of what it's like to work with us. We can have a conversation or we can message back and forth, make sure it's a perfect fit. They get a very, very clear invitation of here's how we work, here's what we do. Is this the right fit for you? And then if they take the next step and they become a client, then it is delight. And we have a clear process in place to make sure that from the moment someone signs up to work with us inside of the CEO Collective until they wrap up with us, we are in touch with them, we are supporting them, we can guide them through our 90-day CEO process to help them get the results that they're looking for. So I have a clear goal with each of those things going into 2023. And honestly, at this point, because this is a system we have rinsed and repeated so many times, it is so dialed in, we don't have to stress about those systems anymore as much. The work is done. The heavy lifting has been done. The assets are in place. Now we can add in some additional goals, some additional projects without adding additional stress, because the core systems in our business are working. So as you're doing your brainstorm, yes, projects are fun, but if you do not have those systems in place, if you don't know how you're attracting, engaging, nurturing, inviting, or delighting people, then I would encourage you to start there before you add other projects into the mix. As you're doing this brainstorm, chances are you're going to have a lot on this paper, and that's okay. Once you've gone through the brainstorm part, I want you to think about how can we narrow this down into the top five goals for the year. I like to limit things to the top five because I found that if you go after too many goals all at the same time, what it really does is it fractures your focus. Nothing is a priority when you have too many things competing with your time, your energy, your attention, and your resources. So narrowing down to your top five goals will help you to get real momentum as you achieve them. As you go through the workbook, you narrow down your top five goals. I also want you to think about for each goal what it will take to make that goal happen. We want to think through things like, what systems do I need in place to achieve this goal? What support do I need in place to achieve this goal? What training do I need? What tools? Are there habits I need to upgrade? Are there any processes I need in place in order to achieve this goal? This is really important because this is how we turn the goal into a plan. We need to think about everything we need in order to make that goal happen. Once you have thought through what it will take to make that goal happen, I also want you to make sure you've thought through what are some key milestones or specific action steps that will bring you closer to reaching that goal. There's probably a lot more action steps out there for these goals, and that's okay. When you get into taking this big picture plan and tightening it up into quarterly, monthly, weekly plans, you'll be able to have those smaller steps in there. But right now, I just want you to think about what are the top five action steps or milestones that will need to happen in order for that goal to be achieved. Finally, we want to think about how you're setting yourself up for success. This is one of the most important pieces of the puzzle. I find that too often entrepreneurs approach goal setting as if it's all or nothing. They're going to dive right on into the deep end. And this is one reason why often goal setting doesn't work, because we're not setting ourselves up for success. You have to pace yourself. You have to give yourselves some structure that you need to succeed. It's just like if you were going to start doing marathon training. And again, like, I feel like I need to put a big warning out here. I don't want any emails. I am not a runner. I do not want to run at all. But if I were going to decide to train for a marathon, I'm not going to go out January 1st and run a marathon my first day. You better believe the first thing that I need to ask myself is, do I need training? Do I need support? Do I need a plan? Do I need tools? Do I need resources? Do I need to change some habits? And then I need to go out there and get fitted for running shoes and maybe join a running club. And I need to get on a Couch to 5K program so that I can actually run that first mile. And then the first 3 miles, and then 5 miles, and then on and on. You have to pace yourself. You have to build up. You have to incrementally get momentum. But when you go out on day one and attempt to run the marathon without having any of the systems or support structures in place, you'll find yourself injured or exhausted or just not feeling it. You will lose passion for it after a short period of time because you'll feel defeated right out the gate. It's the same thing with goals. We don't want to be thinking we can accomplish an entire year's worth of goals in our first day or week or month or even first quarter. You want to be thinking, how can I set myself up for success? We often overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but we underestimate what we can accomplish in a period of 3 or 5 years if we stay focused. So limit yourself to 5 goals now. Anything that doesn't make it to those top 5, it's okay. You can put it in an idea parking lot. That's just a document that I keep where I keep all of my other ideas. So once I've got my goals completed, maybe I achieve them early, or maybe I have time show up at another period, I can pull that idea parking lot out and pull another goal into the mix. When you limit yourself and provide a container for your goals, you'll find that your resources are more aligned, they're better utilized in achieving those goals, instead of spreading yourself too thin and then just running into roadblock after roadblock. Finally, as you complete this workbook, I've encouraged you to put a star by what might be the push goal. A push goal is a goal that acts like the first domino. If you can achieve that goal, it becomes the catalyst for knocking down some other goals. So let's say that one of your business goals this year is to hire an assistant to support you for 10 hours a week in your business, and you have a budget to start at $25 an hour. That means you need to be able to pay $1,000 a month to that assistant. Let's say you have a monthly revenue of $8,000 a month. You have 8 clients paying you each $1,000 per month. The monthly revenue, having 8 clients paying you $1,000 a month, will help you pay for that assistant. So that pays for the assistant. That becomes the push goal. The goal you want to focus on first is getting those 8 clients in the door so that you can pay for that assistant, because that assistant is going to free up your bandwidth so that you can go after the other goals, like maybe going after more of those interviews or more publicity or more visibility or more content to promote your business. So I want you to think about that. Is there a push goal, one thing that you need to focus on that will make the other goals happen? Okay, I hope this is helpful. I can't wait to hear about the goals you're setting and the thoughts you're having as you are kind of figuring out what your priorities are going to be. Make sure you pop into the CEO Club. Let me know what goals you're most excited about for 2023. There you have it, CEOs. I hope you enjoyed today's challenge to help dive into the nitty-gritty of how you're going to move forward into 2023. Now, there is one day left in this five-day challenge. So again, if you haven't downloaded the workbooks, you haven't gotten the resources, you haven't joined the CEO Club, it's all at theceocollective.com/BYE. Once you get to the point where you've finished all 5 days of the challenge and you have your 12-month profit plan documented in your hands, it's grounded in what you want for your life next year. It's grounded in what you want your business to look like next year. It's built around what is actually working in your business. You will have so much clarity and confidence knowing that you have a plan you're going to show up with, knowing that you know what you need to implement, that you know what you need to consistently take action on, that tells you how you're going to market your business, that tells you how you're going to sell your product, program, and services, and ultimately, how you're going to create success that you want next year. So make sure you get it all at theceocollective.com/BYE. Talk to me over in the CEO Club. Let me know what questions you have, how I can support you. I cannot wait to hear how this goes as we start shifting towards implementation mode for 2023. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.